You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? You know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in those DMs on Fade Route Podcast on IG, or hit that Twitter, faderoutednz.
Joining us on the In Route today, we have dynamic motivational speaker and distinguished author, Giovanni DeRice. Thanks for showing. Thanks for coming on, man.
Nah, my pleasure, man. My pleasure. In Route. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, man. It's a tough catch.
Yeah, listen. I'm gonna catch you with my body. I don't want to drop the ball.
All right. I mean, we're gonna start you off with sports, man. I mean, we'd be doing our listeners a disservice if we didn't get your take on the New York Jets and their quarterback situation. Last year, Zach Wilson was labeled a bust and replaced by Mike White. This year, the Jets bring in Aaron Rodgers to lead them to the Super Bowl. He gets hurt opening night, and now Zach is asked to lead the Jets once again. Gee, if he was sitting in the audience for Gio Speaks, what would you say to him to raise his confidence and his self-esteem?
Yeah, that's such a good question. The thing that I would say is don't forget, don't let the bad moments define who you are. Remember who you was, right? So Zach Wilson is that same dude that we were mesmerized at for what he did at BYU. And I think what happens is the lights of New York City can easily get him to a place where he's lost that mojo. But we need to remember, Zach Wilson, you are that guy. And we just need to see that again. It didn't disappear. It didn't get lost. It's not that you were faking it. It's just remember who you are. Do not let the moments of now define the moments of tomorrow. You put in the work, show up early, leave late, interact with Garrett Wilson, right? Talk with your players.
Yeah, that guy's good side.
You know, to make sure you do that. But then also, you know, I think that just trust. Trust that you're gonna get it right, and I think that if he does those things, that the Jets will be in the playoffs, and then hopefully Aaron Rodgers comes back. But
he does have talent. I mean, so it's all about him just having more belief in what he did to get to this point. I mean, there's a reason why he's where he is. He's got to find that.
He's lost it, and I think the reality of self-esteem and belief is that it can't be transferred from somebody else. So even though Garrett Wilson, after game number one, said all those good things about what Zach Wilson did, the reality is that game number two, when he played against the Cowboys, we can tell that Garrett Wilson's words after game number one did not matter.
Yeah.
You know, self-esteem is the key word is self. You have to have that, and all the people around you can do is confirm it, but you have to actually have it. And I truly believe somebody as talented as him would have never been drafted as high as he was if the talent didn't exist. Now, you just got to go and put in the work, but believe that talent still exists. Don't think because people wore Mike White shirts all last year that's the reason that talent left you. It's just you got to change the narrative moving forward.
Definitely. And then moving over to college for a second, Deion Sanders is currently in the spotlight of college football as he coaches at the University of Colorado. Prior to the last two games, the opposing coaches said stuff indirectly about Deion and the Colorado program, and he took those comments personally, told his players to take it personally. Before the last game against Colorado State, both sides were chirping before the game. Cheap shot was, in my opinion, a cheap shot was taken on University of Colorado's two-way player Travis Hunter late in the game. Is it okay for Deion to take things personal and ask his players who are college kids to do the same?
That's a tough one, right? I look at hold on a second. I look at that situation. I do agree with you. It was a cheap, it's definitely a cheap shot. I'm surprised the guy didn't get kicked out of the game. But the reality of it. Can you hear me? I just want to make sure.
Oh yeah, we hear you.
Yeah. So I think that it's fine to go and make it personal and tell your players to go ahead and do so, because I think the most important thing that Deion understands is he understands what pressure point brings out something out of his players. So I wouldn't say every coach do this to their team, but Deion knows the makeup of his team, because as he said in his interview when he got there, I'm bringing my own bags, and they're loose. And the reality is, when you know what you're bringing, you also know how to bring the best out of them. And so I think when he says these things that you hear him saying, it's not some cool, fancy stuff just to say, but it's more so because he understands what's under the hood of the car when it comes to the players that he has on his team.
Yeah, absolutely. And then now diving into, you know, your Geo speaks. I mean, you often speak about taking full advantage of what college has to offer. You were mad after you graduated from college because you felt your college experience went all wrong. What are some of the things you tell young people to prevent them from hating their college experience?
I would really say you use everything. Like that, I think that's the biggest. When I say I was mad at my college experience, I'm always comparing it to other people who describe the same college in a completely different light. And I'm like, yo, what did we do differently? And they're like, yo, I did stuff and you did not. And so I would encourage even the non-social introverted student to go and make yourself uncomfortable by putting yourself out there, because that's a breeding ground that's safer than the real world. And so if you get those kinks out of the way in a safe environment, it's almost like using your computer on safe mode. You're not gonna get viruses, right? So I want them to do it in that way, so that when the real world comes, that's not the first time you're shaking hands. It's not the first time you're doing networking. That's not the first time you're kind of figuring out, when someone says, tell me more about you, that shouldn't be the first time in a corporate setting that you're answering that question. And so my advice really would just be, take college as a true dress rehearsal for life, and the people who practice well are the ones who typically perform well. So take your practice seriously, so that when the game comes, you get to play it at a high level.
And we're speaking with motivational speaker Giovanni DeRees, who can be found at geospeaks.com, the author of The Thirst Is Real. So make sure you guys can go out and make sure you find that on Amazon and wherever you get your books. But in all of your years motivating young people, is there a certain tactic or approach that seems to be the most effective with your target market?
That's such a good question. So you're telling me to give that secret recipe.
If you want to spill the secret sauce, that's great. The herbs and spices, go for it, man.
Listen, I'm gonna do it for you. We're on this podcast, I'll let it out. But the biggest thing that I would say that has been the game changer, the tactic, I would say, is I literally will go into a speech, say what I'm going to say, and then scratch it. And this is what I'm literally telling them. I'm saying, hey, I had a whole speech plan that I wanted to go and share with you guys, but this moment, as I see all of you, is calling me to make a pivot. Do you want me to make the pivot, or you want me to stick to the plan that I had originally? And most of the people, what they want to see is like, hold on, you're saying that something new just came to you right now? I want to see the new. I want to see the fresh. So what that does is it takes them from the place in the beginning where they didn't want to hear me at all, probably, right? They're like, this is a speech. It's almost like jury duty. I have to be here. To now, because of the way I framed it and said, hey, you want the new and the fresh that just came to me right now? They're kind of looking at it to see, let me see if this car is going to crash. But here's the cool thing about it. they're interested in seeing it. And the most effective speech is going to have an engaged and interested listener. And so that's one of the tactics that I've used that has been super effective.
It's a great tactic. I've been known to do it myself as a teacher. Like, you go in there, you go in there and you're given a scripted lesson, and you take that scripted lesson and you throw it out the window because it's not landing. Students in general, they know if you're being inauthentic. And I'm sure in a motivational sense, they'll know if you're being inauthentic. So, like, authenticity sells for sure. Now, you've had a huge and distinguished list of partners. Mm-hmm. Damon John, Ray Lewis, NYU, UPenn. Is there a particular partner you've worked with that's inspired you?
You know, when I thought of this and you said the different names that I've been able to be in the presence of, partnerships at Brooklyn Nets, all these different things, this answer is not going to be popular. You think I'm going to make it up, but this is really the honest truth. The best partner I've ever had is always the last one. the last speech I gave, which I just gave at the university, Kingsborough College out in Brooklyn, I left there. I went there specifically to encourage them, and I left there like I was the one like someone gave me a speech. and it really inspired me because I saw people who were actively engaged in the presentation and were actually giving me rebuttals, worst case scenarios, and working stuff out. And I think to me, what inspired me about that is seeing students really care about the stuff that they're doing, and it changed me, because it's like sometimes you do a good work, but you never know that it's actually working. To see it working in person, oh my gosh, like, that was so inspiring. So I got another one this Friday, I can't wait. But the last one is always the one that inspires me the most, is just seeing it land. You know, I know you said you're a teacher. Sometimes the students don't come back till 4 or 5 years later and say, hey, that lesson that you taught me or the way you were teaching me, I now get it. But when you get these little moments in time to be able to kind of see them say that they get it in the moment, that's really pretty inspiring.
Yeah, I like to say that teaching's like gardening. You plant something and you hope to reap the benefits of it a few years down the line.
Right, right. Now, I'm married to a teacher, so I know firsthand.
Totally.
You know, yeah, I get it. I get it. What do you teach, by the way? Like, what grade?
So, middle school math and science. So, 5 through 8, math and science.
Got you. Yeah. Nice.
So, it is, you know, it's definitely, you got to wear a lot of hats.
No, totally. Absolutely. So,
all right, we'll get you out of here on this one, Gio. So we've been doing this for 4 seasons now. We've been hosting the Fade Route 4 seasons.
Oh, nice.
And we feel that our message and our perspective grows every single time we hit that record button.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely a market for your words, your methods, your insight. And, you know, a weekly podcast where you discuss these daily challenges of college students would go a long way. It would be hugely beneficial, and we would love to partner with you in that arena. So what do you think would be your approach to the podcast market so that you stand out from all the rest?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And I don't have too much time where I thought of what the response would be, but, you know, I think one of the biggest things, or my approach, would be to actually have live interaction with the students and actually not know what the script is ahead of time. I think that, you know, my approach would be almost like kind of like a hotline, but it'd be live and address students' problems right then and there. I think that would be the way to do it, because I think all the scripted things is like, hey, here's the 7 things that people typically say. I rather the students say, here's the thing that bothered me yesterday, right? Like, because that's the thing that they care about the most. And so my approach would be really to just have conversations with college students so that we can know exactly what they're going through not after they go through it, but while they're going through it.
No, absolutely. That's a great framing of the lens, you know, because it's easy to look back in hindsight, right? But while you're Correct. Going through it, you can actively deal with it. So I feel you. I think that's a great perspective. And Gio DeRees, world-renowned, dynamic motivational speaker. Thank you for coming on the In Route with us, brother. I know you have some events coming up, and how can other organizations get in touch with you to book you so that you can come and speak?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you for that. You can go to geospeaks.com. That speaks with the S.com. I'm also on Instagram, very active. At Gio DeRees is the name on Instagram. And then on Amazon, you can go and get copies of the book. The Thirst is Real, Gio's Gems. I have several other ones, but those are the two main ones.
Find them on Amazon and go get them today. Gio DeRees, the newest member of the In Crowd. Thank you so much for coming on, brother. And if you want to join the In Crowd, hit us up at faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a DM on X at faderoutednz. Gio DeRees, it's been a pleasure, and we will have you on again soon, no doubt about it.
Absolutely, man. Thank you guys for having me. This is really cool, and I hope you get 4 more years of doing this podcast.
Cheers. I'll drink to that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.